AIP is set up as a unit or as a team, which will encourage ultra high net worth individuals to start giving more, give sooner and give better. In fact, indeed, the examples of how much donations Tirupati and Shirdi and the other temple trusts receive is legendary. And the 5P model, which goes, you know, which sits between inspiration and impact for the philanthropists, really starts by helping build perspective. AIP as a platform does not charge anything for its help and support and guidance to philanthropists in their journey. We are committed to making deep impact on their journeys, but it's completely without any cost to them.
AIP is working towards the vision of building an institution that fundamentally transforms the strategic giving landscape in India. Founded in 2021, AIP is a peer network set up by philanthropists. Hello and welcome to a very special podcast series, Unusual Suspects. I'm your host, Gaurav Chaudhary. This is a series about unraveling stories of entrepreneurs, investors, and businesses and professionals that are disruptors yet not in your face. Their disruptions have consistently delivered on the purpose and the mission they've embarked on. Their values are as strong as the mission. While they're ruthless in pursuing their ambition, they don't stray from being leaders who are not just admired for the vision and relentless pursuit, but also for how they're building an ecosystem of believers who consistently push the boundaries. They allow principles to take precedence over ad hocism. For them, profitability is as important as scale, creating and leading new categories and innovations. In each episode, I speak to one such leader, talk about their businesses, their professions, their lives, inspirations, interests, challenges, pivot moments and turning points, successes, failures, agonies and ecstasies, and of course, little joys. It is as much about their personal life stories as about their entrepreneurial and professional journeys. Unusual Suspects streams on earshot.in, spotify.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, moneycontrol.com, and a host of other podcast streaming platforms. For this episode, I'm delighted to have Amitav Jaipuria, CEO, Accelerate India Philanthropy, AIP. AIP is working towards the vision of building an institution that fundamentally transforms the strategic giving landscape in India. Founded in 2021, AIP is a peer network set up by philanthropists for philanthropists to support their giving efforts. It works with ultra-high net worth individuals, or UHNIs, and families both in India and the diaspora to create sustainable impact by inspiring and enabling them to give more, give sooner, and give better. Welcome to Unusual Suspects, Amitav.
Thank you very much, Gaurav. Thank you for this opportunity and for inviting me on to your very, very well-known podcast series. Happy to be here.
Let me start with a very fundamental question and also to understand. AIP has been created with the purpose of accelerating the quality and quantity of giving in India. Help me understand this. How does this work, Amitav?
So, Gaurav, the way AIP has been set up is that it's an independent initiative under the Convergence Foundation of Ashish Dhawan. He is the founder chairperson of Ashoka University, the Central Square Foundation, and many other such extremely well-known philanthropic initiatives. AIP is set up as a unit or as a team, which will encourage ultra-high net worth individuals to start giving more, give sooner, and give better. As you know, Gaurav, a lot of wealth has been created in India over the past decade or so. And the insight is that philanthropists do want to give and do want to make a difference. So we fundamentally believe that philanthropy can make a difference to many of India's issues. We fundamentally believe that philanthropists want to make that difference. And the third fundamental belief is that philanthropists are best at inspiring other philanthropists. Therefore, the AIP or Accelerate India Philanthropy is a network of philanthropists. And our vision is that it's a network for philanthropists by philanthropists. The idea is to create platforms for them to interact and meet meaningfully, exchange inspiring stories of their work and what they are doing, and also to support them with individual giving plans and to support them with public goods that we create by way of knowledge goods. So there is a research team that we have, and there is a convening team that we have, or an outreach team, as we call it. So the outreach team works with the philanthropist directly, and the knowledge team basically creates knowledge products. So that fundamentally is our theory of change. We believe that philanthropists want to make a difference. They need the necessary inspiration or have the inspiration, want to create the impact. Between inspiration and impact is where AIP comes in and helps them translate that inspiration to impact in any desired field of their choosing. One of the things about AIP, Gaurav, is that we are a completely agnostic platform in the sense that we don't champion any cause. We don't champion any institution or any grassroots organization. We don't champion any method of giving. As long as philanthropists give and give to meaningful causes and indulge in strategic philanthropy, that's our aim, Gaurav.
Thank you for this perspective, Amitav. But I'll jump on to a peculiarity in India. You know, the number of billionaires in India has increased in the previous decade, and we are expected to house a combined net worth of several trillion of rupees by 2025. That said, giving remains at suboptimal levels. While wealth is growing at 2.5x times global growth, giving lags global averages, for instance, 0.5% in India versus 2 to 3% in the US. Why is this?
So Gaurav, that's a great question. And that's, in a way, the fundamental problem or the fundamental issue that AIP has been set up to understand and then to tackle and then to make a difference in. So giving here does lack. And there are barriers in giving in India. There are structural barriers, there are cultural barriers, as well as there are other knowledge-related barriers, right? So for example, giving has actually been a part of our tradition over the past many generations, except that giving was more retail and programmatic, as we would call it today, which basically means that you fed the poor, for example, or it was religious in nature. For example, you gave to your religious affiliation. So whether it was a church, whether it was a mosque, or whether it was a temple. In fact, indeed, the examples of how much donations Tirupati and Shirdi and the other temple trusts receive is legendary. Right. And all of these trusts have also done great work over the years. So these have been the practices that have been followed in the past. We have been analyzing, in fact, why giving is not up to the mark of the West. Or in fact, we believe it has the potential to, in fact, surpass the West. So we are identifying these barriers, whether they be cultural or structural. And then we are trying to understand how we can help our philanthropists within our network to overcome these barriers by presenting opportunities to them, by helping them think through how their philanthropy should be structured, and generally by inspiring them to give more. Because the 0.5% to 2 to 3% gap that you talked about is a very real gap. And we believe that philanthropy in India can grow multifold. And that is why, that's the raison d'etre for AIP.
You know, Amitav, according to the Bain Dasra report 2022, India's HNIs and UHNIs give away around ₹35,000 crore annually. But I would assume that the actual giving potential will be at least double this amount. Now, if UHNIs start giving in line with global peers in India, in your view, or in the estimates of AIP, how much of additional investable surplus could be generated for the nonprofit sector in India? Amitav?
So, Gaurav, we are right now, doing an independent study as well, along with a very well-reputed and very well-known organization in this space, in terms of sizing how much our giving can be and what's the potential and what the barriers are. We believe that the giving in India can very, very easily be many multiples of the number that you talked about of 35,000 crores. In fact, if it doubles, as you mentioned, we are looking at a number of close to about $10 billion. And we do believe that that the potential is actually even more than that. And our task and our goal that we have set for ourselves actually is to see if we can unlock about $1 billion plus in the next 5 to 7 years. So therefore, we believe in these numbers and we absolutely and passionately believe in the fact that there is potential to give and that it needs the right channels and it needs the right perspectives and inspiration to help our philanthropists actually actualize what they are inspired to do.
And Amitav, what are the complexities of the giving ecosystem in India? How can we create effective ways for philanthropy in India? Amitav?
So Gaurav, giving in India has two or three different kinds of complexities in the giving ecosystem. One is, of course, that one good thing has actually led to also become a bit of a barrier. So, a few years ago, the government issued a rule whereby CSR giving was made mandatory for certain classes of giving. And this has unlocked a large pool of philanthropic capital, which can be directed at good causes. So this is a great move. What has happened also is that wealth creators who give through the CSR route sometimes believe that that is their giving and do not differentiate too much between that and personal giving. We are trying to drive that differentiation as well. So that's one aspect. The other aspect, of course, is that the tax laws are slightly complex and the recipient side, which is the demand side, is also an issue. In fact, we've been grappling with the fact that when we talk about unlocking giving, and if we actually succeed in unlocking 7,000-10,000 crores of capital, of philanthropic capital, the recipient institutions are also not very mature. Because so far, people have believed in giving to programs, which means that you sponsor textbooks, you sponsor scholarships, you sponsor midday meals and those kinds of things. These are called direct interventions. But systemic interventions, which are related to policy advocacy, which are related to institution building, which are related to building or impacting change at a systemic level, those initiatives have not been the large focus of giving so far. Also related to the rules of giving, because programmatic giving is what is really thought of as philanthropy and encouraged. And the non-programmatic spends, which are called untied aid in this world, those are limited and restricted because those are seen as overhead. We are trying to change some of those perceptions, Gaurav.
You know, Amitabh, one of the key challenges, of course, is the ability, or rather the lack of it, for informed decision-making for impactful philanthropy. How can we address this in India, Amitabh?
So, Gaurav, that's one of our core deliverables or core goals for AIP. The idea that knowledge is required. In fact, we have what we call the 5P model. And the 5P model, which goes, which sits between inspiration and impact for the philanthropists, really starts by helping build perspective. So we have various different kinds of interventions like learning journeys, etc., and also other knowledge products which help build perspective. The convening platforms that we are building also encourage philanthropists to reach out and speak to other philanthropists and understand what they are doing in order to build perspective. We also reach out to experts in whichever area the philanthropist expresses an interest in. So, for example, if there is an interest in mental health, then we have the network of mental health specialists whom we can bring and whom we can connect with that philanthropist. And then that can help build perspective as well in terms of what needs to be done, what the problem areas are, which interventions are likely to work best, and so on and so forth. So perspective building is one very key step. The second big step is to build purpose, which means that, just like we have wealth portfolios, the idea is how can we encourage our philanthropists to build philanthropic portfolios, a portfolio of giving. So you may have some part of that giving, for example, which is programmatic, which is related to direct immediate relief, whether it is disaster relief, whether it is, feeding people, whether it is educating people, et cetera, right? So depending on the interests of the philanthropist, depending on the way they want to give, we help them craft that particular purpose and therefore that portfolio. So perspective building, finding the right purpose in terms of what gets them excited, and then converting that to a philanthropic portfolio are the first three steps. Then the other two steps follow, which is the process of philanthropy, which is the fourth P in our model, in terms of how do you give and what is the most efficient way of giving. We also help them find the right institutions which can absorb that capital well. And lastly, we also help them with performance in terms of helping them understand how their philanthropic portfolio is performing over time and what kind of impact are they ending up creating. So that is how we are approaching this problem, Gaurav.
Amitabh, even with India's history of giving and rapid wealth creation in the last few decades, and also we have a very long and distinguished history since the Middle Ages of giving, in fact, from the ancient ages, challenges that have inhibited Indian philanthropy is something called the trust deficit between the new philanthropists and the impact sector, the parochial nature of giving, for instance, and programmatic giving, as you just mentioned, that doesn't lead to system-wide impact. How can we address this, Amitabh?
So, Gaurav, you've hit the nail on the head, right? And this is one of the structural issues that we also talked about, in the sense that emerging philanthropists do not understand the demand side of it, which means the recipient side of it very well. And the recipient side, which is the grassroots organizations, the institutions that need the philanthropic capital, they do not fully understand the process requirements and the motivations of the philanthropists equally well. So there is a gap to be addressed between these two, between the supply side, which is the philanthropist's capital, and between the demand side, which is the grassroots organizations. Now, this trust deficit, as you call it, is right and it's real. And it's because there are millions of registered NGOs in this country. Some of our philanthropists may have had experiences which may not have been very satisfactory in the past. And out of these millions, there are some extremely good recipient organizations as well. So what we are trying to do is to also create a library of such recipient organizations, which we believe are doing worthy, great work. It may not be an exhaustive library, but at least it will be an indicative starting library, which our philanthropist network can access. The other piece is that as philanthropists meet more and more demand-side institutions, which means whether it's not-for-profit organizations, whether it's think tanks, whether it's other experts in the field, we believe this trust deficit will reduce. And we believe that both sides will understand each other better. What tends to happen sometimes is that the philanthropists approach this sector like they would approach a corporate problem. And that really does not work, because this sector has its own cadence, it has its own pace, it has its own concerns, it has its own point of view in terms of how they view the issues and the solutions. So, for example, philanthropists who come in may believe that they see a solution better than people who have been working in this field for the past some time. And that may or may not be true always, right? So the institutions that are working in this field can also do and should also be open to fresh perspectives. But at the same time, the new capital that is coming in also needs to respect the fact that institutions have been working in this area for many, many decades, and they understand the ecosystem far better than the philanthropist will. So, in fact, we have captured this as one of our values, where we say for AIP, where we say respect agency. That's a value for Accelerate India Philanthropy as an organization. And when we say respect agency, we mean respect agency of everybody. Whether it's the philanthropist, we have to respect his capital and his intentions. Whether it's the recipient organizations, we have to respect their intent, we have to respect their methods, we have to respect the fact that they've been working in this area for many, many decades and that they know this sector. So we have to respect that. We have to respect each other and we have to respect people, right? So that is how we are trying to bridge this deficit.
Amitav, grant making is often a starting point for many individuals as they embark on their giving journey. In fact, grant making was probably an integral part of AIP too, with a focus of supporting young partner organizations developing innovative systemic solutions in primary education. And for grant making to be effective and lead to sustainable impact, philanthropists must have a well thought out, cogent decision making framework. And grant making must ultimately be what is called, quote unquote, strategic in nature with a broader objective. How far is India's philanthropy ecosystem from getting there, Amitav?
So, Gaurav, that's a great question. And I think there's a lot of work to be done. Over the past decade, some excellent work has been done. People have applied their mind to this and they have turned out some very, very good knowledge products. And organizations have sprung up to advise philanthropists for that cogent giving plan, as you so rightly put it. We hope to develop, in fact, we're in the process of developing many such frameworks to help philanthropists in terms of developing that cogent framework for their own giving. In fact, that is what we mean by our 5P model. In fact, that's the core objective of our 5P model. So you build the perspective, you build the purpose, you build the portfolio, you put in place the processes for giving, and then you put in place a robust mechanism to understand how that portfolio has done. So we are trying to bring some of what we believe are the best elements of the business world, marry them with the kind of passion and earnestness and the need to do good that exists in the NPO world and trying to see how we can find middle ground. And we are working with some of the best people. The co-founders of AIP are the who's who of the philanthropic world. We have Ashish Dhawan, of course, who is the core sponsor and the core founder. We have Rohini Nilenkeni, who is also one of our core founders. We have Madhu Damani, and we have Amit Chandra, who is also a core founder. We have just signed up a fifth core founder. We will announce that as well. So these are people who have committed support to AIP, and they each have wonderful philanthropic journeys to inspire other philanthropists. We also have 13 founders who have supported the organization, and we are in the process of signing up many more. These are people who have committed financial support to AIP as well, because AIP as a platform does not charge anything for its help and support and guidance to philanthropists in their journey. We are committed to making deep impact on their journeys, but it's completely without any cost to them.
If you're not charging anything, Amitav, what's your business model? How do you make money and how do you pay for your resources?
So the short answer, Gaurav, is that we don't make money, and we don't intend to make money. We are a Section 8 company, and there is so our intentions are completely non-commercial. We are here to help philanthropists unlock their philanthropic capital and potential. We are supported by our core founders who have committed substantial sums of money to support the organization. We are also supported by our founders. So it's a completely voluntary donation-led model or a grant-led model. And there is no fee, there is no charge, there is no such construct.
Now, Amitav, which are the emerging sectors that are in critical need of philanthropy now in India? Amitav?
So, Gaurav, that is a difficult question to answer, but a very thought-provoking one. Because the traditional sectors, of course, remain in need of a lot of philanthropic attention, which means whether it's education and education at very at different levels, or primarily, of course, primary education and foundational learning. So whether it's education, whether it's healthcare, whether it's livelihoods, these have been the three big traditional avenues where people have chosen to build institutions or chosen to give in. But there are many now. For example, climate change and environmental impact. Now, those are emerging as large areas of attention. Many people now are beginning to look at sports. Many people now are beginning to look at arts and culture. So there are these, the many people now are beginning to look at rural interventions in terms of water, in terms of how they can help rural, the water economy of rural India as well as in urban India. Many people are now beginning to look at other areas of nutrition, which is really in the arena of public health, and in trying to understand how nutrition can impact other outcomes, even educational outcomes. So there are varied fields now. So what we are doing under AIP is that we are building sector primers. So we have identified about 14 or 15 sectors where we are building basic educational primers or 101s, as we call them. And these will be used to help build perspective and purpose for our philanthropists. So this is like a, you know, like a summary sneak preview into that sector. And then depending on interest, we can help the philanthropists build on that. So that's what we are trying to do, Gaurav.
Amit, a final question. It's again a very basic question. There's a lot of wealth creation happening, both through entrepreneurship. You have seen the startup ecosystem generate a lot of wealth, which is a very good thing because it kind of demonstrates India's march as a very growing economy. But there's one thing that young entrepreneurs who are generating wealth need to learn, and they need to learn the strategic way of philanthropy and contribute to society, because the wealth that they're generating can then be put to good use in through impactful philanthropy. How can they learn the strategic way? Amitav?
That, in fact, is our core purpose, Gaurav. And that is what we are hoping to achieve. As you so rightly said, there is an immense amount of wealth that is getting created. So we believe, as a core belief, that not only philanthropy can make a difference, but that philanthropists want to make a difference. And that's a big one, right? Because if there is intention, then you can unlock that And you can convert that to actual potential, and then you can convert that to real money on the ground and then real impact on the ground. So our whole idea is that we respect the agency of the philanthropists. We respect the wealth that they have created. We respect their intent because we believe it is inherent and it is there. Now the idea is that what is their passion? What do they really believe in? Do they believe in mental health? Do they believe in health? Do they believe in education? Do they believe in livelihoods? Do they believe in art, culture, sport, whatever, environment, climate, right? So helping them understand and find and zero in and articulate what they really passionately want to do in terms of philanthropy. Because the fact that they want to do is something that we believe is a base that we are building on. So they want to do. They are now in need of help from various institutions and from fellow philanthropists to understand where, how, and what in terms of their philanthropy. And that is what AIP aims to do, Gaurav.
Thank you, Amitabh, for sharing those deep insights and sharing your perspectives. Also, sharing a lot of interesting insights about the direction and the landscape of the Indian philanthropy ecosystem and what needs to be done to create a strategic way of philanthropy in India and how AIP is trying to achieve that. Thanks for taking the time out and dropping by to have this conversation, Amitabh.
Thank you very much, Gaurav. Thank you for your time. Thank you for having us on your platform. And we would love to stay engaged as we champion the cause of philanthropy in this great nation of ours. Thank you very much.